Hi, I'm Laura Rich Creek with Laura's Voice. I'm currently narrating Jocelyn Green's Yankee in Atlanta, book 3 of Heroines Behind the Lines, her Civil War series. In Act 2, Chapter 12, our heroine, Caitlin McKay, cares for her young charge and three women, refugees of the war. She finds herself splitting the shares of three hard-boiled eggs, so each gets her 3/5, making coffee from roasted peanuts, pulling threads from her own dress's hem to provide tents for rebel soldiers. And the requests continue. There was such a thing as the Nitre and Mining Bureau, who needed saltpeter to make gunpowder. What do you need to make saltpeter? Nitrogen. What around the house has plenty of nitrogen? Human urine. This was the advertisement one Confederate agent in Selma, Alabama, and a nitre collector, John Harrelson, published.
The ladies of Selma are respectfully requested to preserve the chamber lye collected about their premises for the purpose of making nitre. A barrel will be sent around daily to collect it.
A good way to deal with hard times is humor. And Southerners did just that with their poem, An Appeal to John Harrelson, slightly edited for the sake of propriety. John Harrelson, John Harrelson, where did you get the notion to send your barrel round the town to gather up the lotion? We thought the girls had work enough, making shirts and kissing. But you have put the pretty dears to patriotic peeing. John Harrelson, John Harrelson, do pray invent a neater and somewhat more modest mode of making your saltpeter. For 'tis an awful idea, John, gunpowdery and cranky, that when a lady lifts her skirts, she's killing off a Yankee. The Northerners had their own view of it, but I'll let you look that one up yourselves. I mean, come on, guys, my mom listens to this. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Rich Creek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.